Hi, I'm Jill O'Shaughnessy and this is ABC Perth. He's cute, he's charismatic and he likes to watch YouTube videos. Meet Pierre, the rockhopper penguin.
So we've got little Pierre in our hospital at the moment who came to our shores earlier this year, and he's having some issues with his molting. So that's part of the reason why he's not able to go back to the wild straight away at the moment, is that he has some issues with his feathers and his feathers regrowing in, more than likely because of penguins need to eat a lot of food and put on a lot of fat and be in a really good way before they regrow and shed all their feathers and regrow them again and go back into the water and swim again. And unfortunately, he's got something that we call an arrested molt. So basically halfway through that process of losing his feathers, he stopped regrowing them, and it means that he's no longer waterproof, so he can't actually swim like a penguin would normally do. And somehow he's made his way to our shoreline and been found on the coast of Western Australia and come into our care. He's here with us regrowing his feathers in the meantime. He's a pretty cool little penguin. He's been in care for a little while, so he's really used of people at the moment, and being the only rockhopper that we do have in care with us, we try and make his life as enriching as possible while he's growing his feathers back, and we're trying to give him a lot of little activities and things to do. And one of the most recent things that we've got for him is actually an iPad that we can stream some other rockhopper colonies that are in zoos around the world, so that he can meet some friends overseas and still get to talk to other rockhoppers and do normal rockhopper things. But he's definitely an interesting patient in our vet department at the moment.
That is the cutest thing I think I've ever heard in my life, YouTubing other rockhoppers so he's got friends. So for listeners who are not familiar with the rockhopper penguin, can you describe what makes them unique to look at, I suppose? They've got those huge, what look like alarming yellow eyebrows. But
they do. Yeah. So I guess, you know, they're the ones that you might have seen from some of the movies that have the big yellow eyebrows. They're sometimes called a crested penguin as well. So there's a few different species of crested penguins that have those big yellow eyebrows, and rockhoppers are one of them. The other reason they have the name rockhopper is because they do like to jump and hop around. So Pierre is definitely a rockhopper, and that when you go in there, he's jumping on everything, onto the scales, and if you kneel down, he'll jump onto your leg and that sort of thing. They're just an amazing animal. They're very vocal, so every time we go in and say good morning, he sings out back to us, and just very inquisitive. And the little eyebrows that he has at the moment aren't quite fully grown in because, like I said, he is missing some feathers, so they're not quite as impressive as they will be when they're fully regrown. And Pierre's also a juvenile, so as he gets older, they'll get more brighter and bigger as well. So even though he's quite impressive now, he's going to be more impressive, hopefully, by the time he's grown all his feathers back.
I never thought of penguins as having feathers. I always thought of them, I don't know, because they're so small and close together, I always sort of thought of it as fur.
It is. It's very different to other bird feathers, and obviously they've adapted to live in a lot of their time hunting and fishing in the ocean. So normally their feathers are so tightly knit together that they do kind of just look like fur or something like that. And I guess that they're playing that role to keep him warm when he's in that water and protected from that water. So at the moment with his issues with his feathers, he's literally got gaps between them all, and the water would just go right up against his skin and make him really cold when he's in the water looking for fish and that sort of thing. So when they're normally molting, what penguins will do is come up onto the beach. So they normally spend a few months filling up their bellies and getting nice and fat, and then they'll spend a few weeks on the beach molting out their feathers, regrowing them, and once they're all regrown, then they go back into the water again. But unfortunately with him, halfway through that process, it stopped, and which has left him here with us having to try and induce a molt with him, which we're doing by trying to change his day length a little bit. So increasing day length can bring it on, and we're giving him some supplements and making sure he's on a really good diet and putting on some weight. And we're already starting to see some improvement with his feathers, but it may take a couple different molts with him, with where he's at, and some time for him to be completely back to normal.
Now, we've managed to source some rock hop. Now, did you say they sing,
they
Peter?
Call, yeah, they do a few different calls. They're very vocal, so it's almost like a scream rather than a sing, I'd say, to be honest.
But, all right, let's have a listen.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Oh,
Oh, that's fabulous.
That's definitely what our vet department sounds like at the moment when you go up there. You can hear Pierre in the background calling out if you're talking to him.
So how's he reacting to the YouTube videos of the other rockhopper penguins that are his only friends at the moment, Peter?
He quite enjoys them. It was actually my idea to get the iPad, so I'm quite proud of it, to be honest. But
it's a good idea.
I think so too. He definitely gets very intrigued with it. He'll come over and listen and watch them, and he doesn't even mind watching himself when we put the camera on and that sort of thing as well. So there's definitely something he can get from being in contact with other penguins that us as humans can't give him. So it does seem that he enjoys it, and we definitely enjoy him enjoying it. So that's always a good thing.
How do you know he's a boy?
Well, we actually don't have a 100% answer back on that, but we have sent a couple of feathers away for DNA sexing. So once we get our results back on that, we should be able to get 100% if he's a boy or a girl. So far, we're guessing on morphometric. So we have done some measurements of his beak and his feet and his wings and stuff like that, which partly to ID exactly what species he is, but part of that is looking like he's a juvenile male based on the size of his beak and that sort of thing. So we're going with Pierre the male, but we should get our results back shortly if that is true or not, I suppose, this week.
Where would home be for Pierre?
So home would normally be, usually they're on islands between South Africa and Australia, but they have got a very large range down to Antarctica. So, at the moment he should be out fishing and eating in the ocean somewhere a long way from Western Australia. So he is a very far way from home at the moment, and we're hoping that one day we might be able to get him back there.